The Live Sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
Off Savage Level, that is Savar featuring Karun with Vibrations, doing really, really well. He's been promoting his album, of course, chopping it up on his IG as well, just letting you know that you can get a hold of him. You can listen to his music, and he's really been pushing it. There is a challenge going on. I believe it's the Kill Him Every Day challenge off his album as well. So check that out alongside Maya Amolo. Of course, with the track Can't Get Enough. Really great Kenyan music, great music. So great to see the support that you have for the artist. Like I said earlier on, and I'm going to repeat it again, Southie Soul are on the Midnight Train Tour going through Europe, and you could be a part of that. Please check out their listings and the dates and cities that they will be close to. It's worth the drive. If you got to drive 3 hours, you're going to come and tell me, child, I could even have driven 4. Trust me. That's how great a show it's going to be. Now, we are switching gears to an artist who, you heard me say this earlier on, it has been a long time coming, getting her into studio. And, let's just go about this the way that I usually do. She may have learned drumming inspired by folk tales told by her grandma, but over time has developed her own knack for powerful beats. She is one of our own leading percussionists and drummers, and her expressive playing can tell a story on its own or keep a band perfectly in the pocket. Now, she's currently and today an international touring percussionist, and this is what she does. Listen to this. This is who we have in studio. She integrates African traditional music with modern styles such as jazz, hip-hop, reggae, funk, and more. The soulful stuff that's in there. All of it. And is one of only a few African women playing percussion continentally and internationally. I am so honored. I am so honored to have you, Kasiva Mutua, in studio with me. Oh my goodness.
Thank you so much for having me, Chao. It's been a long time coming.
It started off with, I could go and say first, Kasiva reached out to, and you know I say this on the show, I just don't go into my DMs. I really don't. And I don't know how that day I went to my DM. It's so hard for me. Like, I try, and then I'm like, I'll do it, and then I'll do it for like a week, and then I'll just not do it for a month.
Yeah.
And I saw this beautiful message saying, hey, I would love to, and this is who I am. And I'm just like, you want to come to? Of course you can come on to the show. But please reach out to Jim Moore. They do the scheduling. I failed math, and I failed scheduling, which is a part of math. So,
yeah.
And back and forth, and you are here.
Yeah.
And I am finally so grateful.
Thank you so much for having me,
Chao. Oh, my goodness, Kasiva.
Thank you.
Do you know you're a star? Do you think about it? Are you like, when you think, do you say, oh, my goodness, I'm a star? Do you say that to yourself? Do you think about that?
I don't say that to myself.
Okay.
I'd rather be very humble about it, and I'm always very humble about it.
Can I brag you're a star?
Well, do your thing.
Okay, she's a star, y'all. I got a star in the studio.
It's your thing, but I tend to see rhythm as the gift that God has given me to talk to people, to inspire people, to change people's perspectives sometimes, to add some color into people's lives, to put a smile on people's faces, and I can't brag about that because it truly is a gift to me too.
It's a gift from God. I love that. You keep it humble.
Yeah.
And you know, the one thing that stood out to me, and I'm going to touch on it as we get to know about your new project that you have. You play music to celebrate your community spirit, to tell your people's stories, and to elevate the place of the African woman in music.
What?
How do you put this together? How do you say, okay, Kasiva, this is what, got my notebook. I want to tell the story. Do you go out to look for the stories? Do you hear the stories? When you say you want to elevate the place of the African woman in music, do you consciously put all of this together? I'm thinking of the how. That's it.
The how. Yeah. I mean, just it's quite a complex question, but also quite easy to explain, because I wouldn't say that I think through it in that way. My existence as a percussionist and being that I practice something so rare to see automatically puts me on a pedestal of wondering, oh, how does she do it? Who is she? A lot of women have come to me and told me, oh, you really, really inspire me. This is one word that I meet in my DMs almost every day. You inspire me. You inspire me. How do you do it? And that for me, just it's like, I always say it's like having long hair. You don't brag that you have long hair, and it's just there. And
people shows.
And people just start seeing it, and people start commenting about it. And then somebody approaches you and tells you, oh, I want you to do a commercial for this and this hair product. And, you know, and it just keeps going from there. I only started being very intentional about it when I actually realized that, oh, am I doing something so rare? I'm actually the only professional female percussionist I'm seeing around for such a long time. Then I can capitalize on this in sending messages and being very vocal about it for women to pick up instruments that they're comfortable with to tell their stories. When I say I tell my story and my community's story using the drum as a tool of expression, is to tell my personal story, my journey, because my journey has been many things. It's been traveling. It's been being called out. It's been a little girl approaching me and telling me, oh, you really inspired me and I'm completely going to change my course, you know? It's been very many things. So I tell that story, but I also meet people who tell me their stories and I express their stories in the drum and in the music that I make. So my community is not just the Akamba people where I come from, but my community is my Africa, people I meet, my Americans, my Europeans, everywhere where I've toured. This is my community, and these are the stories that I prefer to tell and to represent.
It's such a beautiful explanation. I mean, it's so clear. It's crystal clear. So crystal clear. It leads me to my next question before we start on off your project. You know, the drum, we know that long time ago in history, we learned that people used to communicate via drums.
Yeah.
Do you feel like when you are drumming, that communication, do you feel like you're talking?
This is
just a random question. It's, you know, just because I've always wanted to know ever since I read that.
It's not actually random. It's the curiosity behind Kasiva. How do you say you speak through the drum?
Yeah.
It's funny because, you know, when I dropped this new release, Ngewa, I put out a question and I asked people just before I dropped it. I asked people, I'm curious to know which songs you're looking forward to listening to. And because I had already put out the track list, I got so many comments, and I asked the why, because I was curious to know why. And a lot of people gave me all these, you know, sentiments and thoughts. And I thought, it's not so difficult to listen to the drum. The last track on the EP is called Bam Chikicha. Mm. And it's a favorite. I've just realized it's a favorite to many people. And a lot of people said, you know, I'm looking forward to hearing Bam Chikicha because the name is funky. Mm. It sounds like it's something that I can dance to. A lot of women said, you know, when I hear Bam Chikicha, my waist wants to move. And truly, Bam Chikicha is a song for women. It's a song to dance, to celebrate the spaces for women. You know, when we were kids, there used to be this singing game that we used to sing. Hebu cheza kwa maringo tukuone. Bam chikicha, chikicha, bam chikicha. You remember it?
I know this.
And, you know, looking back at that singing game, like all the girls would form a circle and hold hands together. And then one girl would be at the center, you know, like dancing like the world didn't care. And for me, that represents the safe spaces that women have formed to protect each other. Mm. The person who was in the center of that circle would dance like the world didn't care because they felt safe. they felt surrounded by a support system. And Bamchikicha is of the same concept. In as much as it's not the singing game, it represents the spaces for women that we create for ourselves to inspire each other, to have conversations with each other, to network with each other, and to express ourselves truly and fully for what we're meant to be. That's Bamchikicha for you. And you see, just from the name, people would decipher already that, oh, it's a dancing piece. It's happy. Yeah, it's energetic.
It's definitely happy.
It's a woman's thing, you know? And it just so happens that is what it is. Drumming is not too hard to understand. You just have to listen and listen very, very keenly. That's it.
Wow. And you... Thank you for satisfying my curiosity and understanding that it was curiosity that drove me to ask that question. Because I was like a kid, like, how do you talk with drums? Let's talk about Ngewa.
Ngewa. Oh, you know, you are the first person to actually say it
really
correctly. Everybody says Ngewa.
I have a problem with mispronunciation. So I asked and I had somebody send it to me phonetically so that I don't mess up.
That's amazing, Chow. Thank you.
I just want, because I mean, I'm known for mispronunciations all the time. So I was like, okay, can you just send this word to me phonetically and then I could, you know, just practice it.
Yeah.
So tell us about it.
So Ngewa is my debut EP that I just released about 2 weeks ago. And it's a 15-minute percussive journey that takes you through a multicultural experience. When I say multicultural experience is I've used so many different instruments from so many different cultures that I have interacted through my over 10 year journey, you know, performing as a percussionist and touring and collaborating with different musicians. So in there, you'll hear a drum from Egypt, you'll hear a drum from Sudan, you'll hear vocals from Hawaii, you'll hear, you know, chants, you'll hear a shaker, and maybe that shaker is from Morocco. So I kept collecting all these instruments in my journey, not knowing that it was preparing me for Ngewa. So Ngewa is an experience that takes you through beats and rhythm and stories of my experiences and the experiences of other people that I have met through my percussion journey. It's I played all the instruments in Ngewa apart from one track, which is called Babu. And Babu, I had this amazing, amazing Chivoti player called Eric Bayer, who came to support me on that one. Ngewa is really my heart. I cannot tell you how much hard work we put in Ngewa. Ngewa is built by a community of people who really, really, truly believe in me. My producer, Haman Ogula, the studio that I record at, Mastermade Studios, and the community of people who've held me for the past 10 years. And when I say the past 10 years, there's a lot of people, you know, from people like Mathematics, who I started out and I was feeling shy and he would always, you know, encourage me, to Susanna Oweo, who told me, you know, you got something in you, go forth and chase it. To that person who sold me a drum, you know, in the streets of Egypt, in downtown Cairo, you know, to me going to pick up bottles and creating shakers from them, to me being caught in a pandemic and thinking, wow, what am I going to do with myself? To me looking back and seeing I've traveled this journey and I haven't put out a record, and people have always, always asked me, when are you putting out your own music? To figure that maybe during the pandemic, this is the time to actually do this. And through all the hardships that all of us went through the pandemic, Ngewa was born. With all the support and all the stress and all the dynamics that we're going through, that we were all going through the pandemic, I brought forth these 15 minutes. And I feel each minute represents a year that I have spent, you know, in my percussion journey. And truly, this is my soul. I love this project with all of my heart. I am my first biggest fan, because until like today, like as early as today, I have still listened to my Ngewa.
Well, you better. And we better listen to Ngewa. It's available everywhere. I have another question before we get to you performing for us, Kasiva. And she has got a treat. So I'm going to leave this as the last question. Bamchikicha is a fan favorite. You're getting a lot of feedback from it. It's actually my favorite one, too.
Oh, nice.
So
awesome.
What is your favorite?
Oh, wow. I have two favorites.
Okay,
that's cool. I have to say.
They're twins.
Yeah. and they're the Babas. So I love Babu. With the Chivoti player, it's also quite a deep track because it pays homage to our ancestors. And it's a true story about a Chivoti legend called Mzee Mwawira, who passed on. And in the track, you can actually hear you can sort of hear or feel the spirit of Mzee Mwawira playing his Chivoti. And you can hear the new sound of the people that Mzee Mwawira passed down the skill to.
Ooh.
In the track, and that's Eric Baya. So to have Eric on this track was a true gift. Thank you, Eric, if you're listening. And rest well, Mzee Mwawira. Babu is beautiful. It takes you on a journey of, you know, meditation and just a lot of peace. And then Bam Chikicha, because, you know, one of my favorite things is to support women in their individual spaces and inspire them and encourage them to tell their stories and tell their stories very loudly. And I'm very passionate about the women's space in the music industry. So Bam Chikicha is my favorite too. I love those two very, very much.
All right. And now that we have heard from Ms. Kasiva, are we ready to hear Ms. Kasiva? Because I know that we are. We're going to listen to Ms. Kasiva play up until 11 o'clock. Not 10 o'clock, but 11 o'clock. So you ready? You sorted? Shall I do the drop so that you could just start?
Yeah, totally.
You ready?
Yeah.
She's got a treat for us, and we get to listen in. So listen in. Here we go.
The Live Sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
So the first song I'm going to play is Conundrum. And Conundrum is a call to you who's listening to listen deeper. Listen to what beats true to your heart. Because if you have any questions, any doubts, that's where the truth lies. The truth lies in your conscience. I do believe God lives there. And that's where you can find your truth. Conundrum. Thanks for listening. The second one is called Hakukole. And Hakukole is an art form from Hawaii that's quite overlooked, actually. And this is how Hakukole works. Hakukole is songs and sayings and words of ridicule, but they also send messages of, you know, warnings and impart knowledge in people. Say, for example, you have a friend who doesn't like to shower, and you don't know how to tell them that, you know, it's nice to shower. So what you do is you hire somebody to compose a hakukole for them. And the person who composes the hakukole acts as a verbal assassin, quote unquote. And they come in and they tell them all these sayings and sing these songs in such a symbolic way to tell them to learn how to shower. And Hawaii, in Hawaii, it's quite an overlooked form of art, as I said. And I composed my hakukole for a friend of mine who went abroad for a year and came back with this very, very heavy accent. And I thought, okay, you can't develop such a heavy accent in 1 year. And it's my hakukole to actually tell them, yo, you need to chill out and hold your traditions very true to your heart, because that's your identity and that's who you are. This is Hakukole. In the EP, it's translated in a very percussive way, but because I can't layer all those instruments together, I'm going to play a version of Hakukole that I just composed. Yeah, that's right. That's a guitar you heard.
Pacha, 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 p
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. What a treat. When I said treat, I thought it was just, you know, we're going to have. But it was such a treat. The drums, the guitar, and just, oh, thank you. And this clapping sound is it like a percussion or is it a style, right?
It is. It's okay. Percussion. It's percussion.
Okay. So yeah. There you go.
I didn't fail music class, guys. I just failed my instruments. All of my instruments.
Oh, gosh. Thank you.
It's been such a vibe. Oh. Thank you so much, Chao. Thank you for having me here.
So we, as you know, it's not your first time on the show, though.
No,
it's
no,
not
no.
your last time. Sorry, it's your first time, but just it's not the last time.
It's not the last time.
For sure. I hope you would like to come back.
I would love to come back.
Okay.
There's so much more that I'm making now. Now that I've opened that can of worms, so I'll definitely be back.
Thank you so much for being with us this morning. You could have been anywhere else, but you chose to be here on the show. And on behalf of everybody listening and who's going to listen, because we're going to upload this, thank you so much, Kasiva. Wishing you the best with Ngewa. And when you see her music, please check it out. Available across all digital streaming platforms. Please support Kasiva. She's doing an amazing job. Just the sound. And it really raised the vibration. The drums, you know, have a way of raising vibration.
They do.
And especially, you know, yeah. So you know.
I do.
I'll let you know afterwards. On the side.
I sent it.
Thank you so much, Kasiva. We're going to switch gears. And remember to check out Kasiva. She has her debut EP Ngewa available on all digital streaming platforms. I want to thank you so much for keeping me company. We are switching gears right now. It's been a fantastic Sunday morning. You know, of note, even as we get ready to listen to the rest of Capsule FM, because there is Football Sundays as well as I'll tell you what else is happening. There's Football Sundays. There is gospel tracks. It's Palm Sunday, so you know we got that gospel in. Soul Groove with DJ Adrian, One Love with DJ Raz Luigi, and we will wrap up your Sunday listening as soon as the jazz club opens up from 7 p.m. Now I'm about to leave, but I'm going to tell you one thing and one thing alone: heavy is the crown. I'm going to tell you right now: get all your notifications on. Get all the people that you know. Chimano is coming, and it's this week, and you have no idea. It's the real deal. I gotta get out of here. I gotta say ciao. God bless you. Ciao.